they unearthed the Sefer Torah. They found the Sefer Torah.
So Yeshayahu was brought there, and then they opened the Sefer Torah. They opened to the Teichach. Yeshayahu got the message, and he said, "We have to change. We have to fix things." And Yeshayahu made a revolution, and Klal Yisrael had an entire nation all took upon themselves to get back in touch with their roots, to be more dedicated and devoted. And things looked beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Yeshayahu was very proud, for good reason. But it wasn't perfect. Now Yeshayahu's riding on the top of his wave, and there's some politics between two neighboring countries. Paro Necho is the king of Egypt, and he wants to wage a battle, not against Israel, but he wants to go through Qatar to Israel as a shortcut in order to get to Assyria. Yeshayahu is now learned, and now he knows. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk is saying that there will be no swords that will even pass through your land. And Yeshayahu is confident that he is living through that prediction, that time. And he's prepared to say no. And another year, he's telling him that that's not the case. Because things look great on the outside. But there's problems that are festering beneath the surface that you don't see. You see, they sent people to go house to house to rid everyone of their avodah zarah, to get rid of all of the problems. And they went and they searched and they opened all the doors and all the closets and tried to find it. But there was a trick. The trick was that the avodah zarah was only visible when both doors were together. So when you open the doors, you couldn't see it. Only behind closed doors can you see this year's growth. Only behind closed doors can you see what they're doing wrong. Yeshayahu couldn't see. That was his mistake. And he didn't listen to them enough. And then he said, there's something he wrote on. And he said, everything looks great. And he insisted that Paro do not enter my home. And if you come, we are going to fight. And that's what happened. And a war started that wasn't necessary. And that war, Yeshayahu was the target. And he shot arrow after arrow, pierced his body until there was practically nothing left of him. His body was like a sea dripping blood. And another came over, they saw that he was. There was words coming out of his mouth. The Navi, they leaned over to hear, and he said, "Tzadikich." That was wrong. A few words. Wesai, believe that we live right now in a generation that there's more people shuffling in shul than ever in the history of the Gaon. In the history of the Gaon, I don't think we've ever had more people in shul. More people in Thailand, for sure. Things look great. But that's in the surface. Behind closed doors, to America, we faced a very serious threat, in my mind. And the threat was exposure to media, exposure to entertainment. It was like common practice for people to have televisions in their homes. People that were erochidden, it was normal. And how much the Gedolim had to fight to try to scale that back. When Rav Aaron Kotler came to Eretz Yisrael, people thought he was delusional. He's talking about yeshivas and kollel. Everyone thought he was crazy. It's not happening here. We're done with that. But he brought it back. Together with all of the chachomim and the tzaddikim that they worked tooth and nail until it became understood. Something like the television doesn't belong in Yiddish at home. People are embarrassed to bring a rub into the house if they have a television, you know, sitting in the living room. The voice of the Eitzel has no tricks up his sleeve. He gives us smartphones. He gives us computers. The Yetzirah of the television is just a teeny little sample of what a person has. And everyone has these. It's everywhere. And this Yetzirah, no one has to see. No one knows what we're doing. Behind closed doors, under the covers, in the bathroom, everywhere. All the Yetzirah a person could possibly want is exposed to. Once, Rav Don Segal is known in Eretz Yisrael as the Mashgiach. Rav Don Segal is Mashgiach Ponovich, lives in Yerushalayim. Now he's now here in America, regardless, but he's a person that has tremendous influence. He spoke once for us in a kinnis, and he said, Yitzhahara wants you to do Shrek Lech Averis. But he can't tell you, here, I'm going to give you something to do Averis with. So what does he do? So he tells you, here, I'm going to give you an information highway, you're going to be able to use it for business, you're going to use it to get all you want, and then he masks it, he covers it, but it's all about Averis. When I heard that, I said, that's pretty intense. One day I was sitting with Dr. Michael Sammet, I believe you all know, and he said to me, in the industry, everyone knows, who's the one that's pushing the internet? It's all pornography. They're the ones pushing the internet. So he said to me, right now, remember what Rav Don said. It's all for pornography. Which industry gains the most from the internet? So we are faced with a challenge in our very pocket. It's clicked to our belt. It's in our homes. That's the struggle that we have behind closed doors where the Yetzirah is partying. Sure, in shul, everything looks beautiful. Sure, in yeshiva, everyone looks like the throne. But that's the coin in Yerushal Yeshiyot. But see, we got to get rid of the problem from inside, not from outside. We have to deal with our neshama. And the kinnah continues, it's relatively easy kinnah to read, it's less poetic. Echa eli konanu me'elav. Echa is lamentation. Konanu is all lashon of kinnah, of lament, ben shmoina, shana, hecha, lidrosh me'elokav. He was only 8 years old. He was orphaned as a young man, his father was assassinated. And already at 8 years old, he began searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't have. Sefer Torah, nothing, but he was looking. And the sons of Chom, as they wanted to pass through, they encamped around him. He did not know, Lohuskar did not recall. Shigui Mifalov. It wasn't recalled for him. He did not get it was not remembered for him. His great deeds, the schusim of what he accomplished, did not stand for him. And also all of the kings of Israel that stood up to try to be going there, to make a get there, to try to close the breach. There was no one like him. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was called Avigdor. That's how great Yeshua was. But still, it clung to him, stuck to him. The sins of the Leitzani Hador that said, you know, I know that people have been talking about it, and the king has been setting up takanas and making all different types of awareness, but I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. I don't care what the king has to say. I don't care what the Rabbanim have to say. I need what I need. I'll just hide it. They won't see, and they won't know. Those that ate. Zera is the produce. Shichor is a reference to the Nile. In Golis, Kismu Atoiv, Pichamu Mishichor. They were able to darken. Vichmu Mishichor is to make pchomim, is to make coals. Mishichor, they darkened from Shachar. Kismu Atoiv. He had a glow, Kedusha. It was the best he had. It was the best he had. It was dark like a coal. Yigdal Avoin, the Heshiv Yemin Achara. The sin was great. Yigdal Avoin, the Heshiv Yemin Achara, Hashem drew back his right hand. No more chesed, no more kindness. That's this kinnah, as I mentioned. It's the most important kinnah that we're saying, so therefore we should try to say it slowly and carefully.